Sawney spat neatly into the fire.
Ha! I already knew that. I'm as wise as any omen. Just tell me what part Redwall Abbey plays in all this.
Grisul gathered up her paraphernalia and cast them a second time. She stared at them, then pointed.
See thou those bones that fell foursquare with that red piece of stone at their centre? Watch.
She lifted the red stone slightly, and an ant crawled from beneath it and ran over the bones. The seer smiled triumphantly.
It means that the Tagarong will be a creature from the abbey.
Sawney placed a paw on the ground, and the ant ran onto it. The ferret held the paw close to his eyes, watching the insect circling a claw.
What manner of creature will it be?
Grisul pursed her lips.
Who can tell?
She inspected the paw print Sawney had left in the sandy ground.
5 days from here, at the ford where waters cross the path, then will thou see what sort of beast the Tagarong will be.
Sawney stood up and patted his stomach.
I feel better. Tell them to break camp. We travel tonight. To have a Tagarong in my clan will be the greatest of honours. My Juskarath will make the journey in 4 days. I want to be there early in case other clan seers have had visions. I'll slay any beast who comes near that ford. Tell the clan to hasten, or I'll leave him behind. Aye, the same way I'm leaving Groovan here.
Grisul stared at him, almost fondly.
That a wise chieftain. And ruthless, too.
Sawney checked it as she went.
One other thing. Once we have the Tagarong, we travel back this way fast to the sea and shores. No beast of Redwall must know 'twas my clan that took him. If the tales about them are true, they must be fearsome warriors with a long paw for vengeance. I need to avoid a conflict with such beasts.
He waved a paw, dismissing his seer. As he did so, the ant was hurled from its perch and fell into a basin of water. Sawney failed to notice it, but the ant swam.